Is this now time for questions for Peter for his election, or is it all at the end?
Well, I mean, the notice of meeting has included information about the candidate, so I'm happy to take just a quick question if Mr. Paulson's prepared to answer it.
All right. Well, as Peter's one of our representatives of the B-class shareholders, I guess one of the areas where we're in the dark a bit here is everyone's expecting Brendan's going to go and who's going to be the next chairman of AWB. And I'm curious, as Peter's one of our longest-serving and most respected directors, if you can give some indication as to whether we currently believe the next chairman is on the board, and also the long-term commitment of the B-class shareholders if this doesn't work out. So if you get rolled, Brendan, and there's not a commitment to try and put this up again, are we going to see a mass exodus of our respected B-class directors? So I guess my question to Peter is, are you here for the full term no matter what happens? No matter what happens? Or would there be circumstances where you would find it untenable, which would be a disaster for us B-class shareholders, but that is the great fear we have, that you all get rolled and our good directors quit and this becomes a complete shambles and the share price falls even further. So we need to hear from Peter about his level of commitment in these different scenarios.
I'll answer the first part of the in relation to the board's preparation and planning for a new chairman. I mean, it's clear in terms of my position what's going to happen going forward, because I've made it very clear that once the constitutional reforms are accepted, I'll be standing down and I won't be seeking re-election to whatever the successor board is. It's actually one of the chairman's duties to actually ensure appropriate succession planning. I have to say it's been very difficult in this organisation given the structure of the board and the current constitutional requirement given that it requires a current A-class elected director to be appointed as chairman. It is not envisaged that would be the case under a new constitution, and I think therefore it is appropriate for whoever the new board is to actually then decide who that chairman would be. But I think there's also an obligation on us before we bring a new constitution for the directors who remain to discuss amongst themselves and for the directors who are there to discuss amongst themselves and recommend to the shareholders a chairman elect going forward. And in my view, that person is on the board already.
Stephen, I don't want to get into the detail, but the only comment I would make, and obviously individuals will make their own decisions, the only comment I would make, that is, I don't believe, and that's a personal belief, that we will be able to attract and retain the right commercial directors under the existing constitution. I think that the company can only attract and retain the best talent as directors under a changed constitution.
The only other thing I would add, Steve, in relation to your commitment, where's the board committed to ongoing reform? This board certainly is. I know that there's been issues in relation to the elections and the way some candidates have positioned themselves, but the reality is when you're not a board director, you have all flexibility to say whatever you like. When you become a board director, you are duty-bound by your constitution and the Corporations Act to act in the best interest of the company as a whole. So this board will remain committed to reform of its constitution.